Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like many people, I am frustrated and angered and devastated by what the Supreme Court did over the last week. Several things that they've done, of course, the Miranda rights and officers no longer needing to provide that. It's not a base that people can sue officers on. We can talk about the handgun law that they passed down, which is taking care of what's the rights that have been on the books for over 100 years in New York. And people talk so much about states' rights, right? But of course, this conversation about abortion and what they've done as relates to overturning Roe v. Wade is, look, at the end of the day, there is no middle ground on this. The Supreme Court took away the rights of American citizens, period, bottom line. People cannot compare this to the granting of civil rights and so on and so forth. The expansion of rights as relates to voting rights and the like is not the same as taking away people's rights. And when people have these conversations about, oh, they turn it back over to the states and all that other type of nonsense, why isn't this a state issue as it relates to guns? I understand the argument people make that guns have more rights and are protected more than women. We've created a system in this country right now where we have second-class citizens. And we can talk about what needs to happen later, which I'm going to get to. But the fact of the matter, in the immediate, there are some states where women who and young girls who are carrying children will be forced to carry birth to their child. Determined, depending on the state, this could be a situation where it could be from rape, it could be from incest. And this is what's real today in America. Furthermore, we can talk about the elimination of many of the wraparound services that are going to help people who are dealing with all types of issues relating to childbirth. And we know that many of the pregnancies in this country that are happening are unwanted for reasons, like I said, like childbirth, like child rape, I should say, like rape as well. And of course, there are people in the who are not in the extreme situation as it relates to those types of crimes, but women who decided to make a choice that at this particular time, having a child is not going to work best for them for reasons that are their business, period, bottom line. And at the end of the day, this is not about Christianity. This is not about anything. This is about an activist-minded court that is seeking to take the rights away from people. So look, at the end of the day, we can get frustrated. We can get protests. We can protest. But we have to organize around voting. So there's just a few things I want to mention in terms of what we need to be doing going forward. First thing, stop arguing with people who don't agree with you. No minds are going to be changed on this issue. Fact of the matter is people are only going to succumb to pressure, which leads to my next point of what we need to do. So after you decide that you're not going to argue with folks on social media and all of that, you're just going to spend time working with people with whom you can build. Now we got to start targeting people and organizations. And when I say targeting people and organizations, we obviously have to target politicians, people like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, and really make real pressure on them once again to make carve outs in a filibuster that they wouldn't be willing to do for voting rights. See if Susan Collins is really about, oh, I'm so upset, I was lied to, and so on and so forth. But you didn't vote for the codification of Roe v. Wade that came before you in the Senate because you felt that it was too broad. So where are you really at? What are you really about right now? We got to target them. And of course, Republicans as well. They're not off the hook as it relates to this. Republicans who consider themselves to be moderate, whatever, they need to be hit up. Straight up. We also have to target corporations. Look, these companies out there that have been sponsoring these Republicans, any Republican that has been receiving money from organized companies like Toyota or all of these corporations who are out there. You know, I mentioned Toyota because they talked about they've had a kind of neutral thing as relates to funding Democrats and Republicans, but this is not neutral ground territory. We need to target them. Are the cereal companies that you're buying, are they sponsoring these guys? Are they supporting these guys? The like I said, the automobiles, the clothes, all of that. This is where we got to get serious because people do not believe that this will sustain long enough. This anger will last long enough. And I got to be honest, I'm a little bit concerned myself. Many people who show up at marches and protests, March for Our Lives, you know, pro-choice rallies and the like, many don't come out and vote. And this is a problem. You know, but now we're in a situation where our daughters have fewer rights than their grandmothers had. And that's real. And I'm raising daughters right now. And this is something that's extremely frustrating. So we got to get honest about that. And, you know, I think kind of like on a different type of level, we got to start checking the language that we're using. And what I mean by that is when you're using the language of your enemy or the people with whom you disagree, they're winning. So, when we say, oh, they're doing this and that, but then we call these guys the right and they're wrong, that's a problem. We call these guys pro-life, but they're not pro-life. Because we know that once a child is born, they don't care about them, as the late George Carlin talked about. And 14 of the states that have enacted these laws are at the very bottom of the United States as it relates to providing children services for women and children. This is before the ban. So what do you think is going to happen now? So they can say, oh, we got to do this, we got to do that. Well, you ain't be doing it now. And even Republican Chris Christie said we're supposed to be pro-life after the child is born as well. So look, guys, at the end of the day, we got our marching orders. Download things like the Five Calls app, target these politicians, target sponsors, stop arguing with people who are not serious, who just want to take up your time on social media and other places. This isn't the time to fight those guys. This is the time to fight for the preservation of our future. And those of y'all who are, and we also got to fight. I do believe that the court should be expanded. It's been expanded before. One of the reasons it's lost credibility is you can go back to the election of George Bush Jr. and what happened there with the Supreme Court stopping the count there. And then we can come up now where we have three justices who are put on the court who have lied, who are put on in ways that Mitch McConnell demonstrated his hypocrisy with. And Merrick Garland didn't get an opportunity to be there. So why should people have full respect for the court? Merrick Garland didn't even get a hearing. So they've drawn their lines in the sand. They've made their dog whistles, and they're not dog whistles anymore. They want to control this. And we know that gay marriage is next. We know that issues relating to interracial relationships is going to be next. So for those of y'all who think that this doesn't affect you right now, it's coming for you or your friends. And as Niemöller talked about, when people come for this group or that group, and you don't stand up for them, when people come for you, there's going to be no one around to have your back because they're going to be gone. So I've drawn my line in the sand years ago over many of these issues, voting rights, the racism, and the like. I knew who many of these politicians are and these so-called religious leaders were from jump. And I knew, so the rest of us, if you haven't been awakened by this, this is the time. And for you young people out there, many of y'all are going to be voting, going to be a voting age in the midterms. You're going to be a voting age in 2024, like my oldest child would be. This is put up or shut up time. Daily, we need to bring out actions and activities that are going to let people know exactly how we feel. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. If it's meant to be, it's up to you. And now's the time to get out there and just do what you're going to do. Let's go.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.